As the warmer weather arrives, so do some familiar sounds. Birds singing, the drone of lawnmowers, the jingle of an ice cream truck, and the sound of children's laughter chasing after it. But of all the sounds we hear in the summertime, perhaps none is more pervasive or enduring than this. The easy chirp of a cricket, specifically the snowy tree cricket found across most of the United States. And if you know that sound but wouldn't recognize a snowy tree cricket if it jumped in your lap, well, help is on the way. A new book, The Songs of Insects and Its Companion CD, identifies 77 common species, crickets, katydids, locusts, and cicadas. The authors are Will Hirschberger, who is here in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
And Lang Elliott, who is at the Fall Creek Studio of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Welcome to the program, Lang.
Yes. Hello, Leanne.
Will, let me start with you. What is it that prompts insects to sing every summer?
They're trying to find a mate and reproduce.
That is it? There's no other reason they make noise?
There's a few species that will protect a kind of a loose territory, but for the most part, it is all about reproduction.
So your book says that the full appreciation of insect songs lies in the providence of the young.
Yes.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Go ahead, Lang. Tell us why that is.
Well, that's because I actually cannot hear many of the singing insects because I lost a good bit of my hearing when I was 12 or 13 years old playing with firecrackers. So I know how hard it is, but even for somebody with what we might call normal hearing, they still might be missing the very high-pitched insects. And as we get older, we start losing those highs. So it's only somebody with youthful hearing that can hear the full range of what's going on there with the insects.
Are there some insect songs, Will, that you think are particularly pleasing to the human ear?
Oh, definitely. A lot of the tree crickets and ground crickets sing a pure toned song. There are a few species of those that are very pleasing. A lot of the tree crickets, the snowy tree cricket's beautiful. The confused ground cricket is just a wonderful sound. I've fallen in love with the sounds of the crickets and katydids.
Yeah, I too. Like the spring and fall field cricket chirping away. Mm-hmm. And I love the northern mole cricket. It's the lowest pitch of all the insect sounds. I have no trouble hearing that. And also the meadow katydids, just a wonderful sound in an afternoon in a meadow and hear them clicking and shuffling away at the heat of the summer.
Are there insects that sing in harmony? I mean, do we get barbershop quartets of insects or orchestras of insects?
Well, it is kind of interesting. Some of the coneheads, the slightly musical and the sword bearer, males in an area will sing in unison with one another. The snowy tree cricket's another example where males will sing in unison with one another. And then you've got an example like the jumping bush cricket where neighboring males will sing on different pitches. So you get this low singer, then a high singer, and then somebody in between. And then
very beautiful.
Oh, it's
they have
gorgeous.
A tinkling trill.
Yeah.
And then the common true katydid, where you actually, it's quite a phenomenon where you have lots of them. All the males in one small area will synchronize so that they have a pulsing song. It would sort of go like, all of them singing together.
How did you find them, Will? I mean, did you go tromping through the forest and just following the sound of the crickets?
Yes, following the sounds of crickets and katydids through forests and swamps and grasslands. I have this picture
everywhere.
In my mind of Lang up to his chest in water going out across this little flooded area after some gladiator meadow katydids.
I thought it was a new thing. It turned out to be something we already had.
Yeah.
I was tripping, going through these deep ditches. Almost falling over with thousands of dollars equipment in my hands. And Will just sort of laughing at the whole scene from a distance.
He's remembering it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the middle of the night up in West Virginia, yeah. up in the mountains. Will can tell you how we collected some of these, a little trick.
Well, for some of the trigs, we would put a white sheet out on the ground and find a tree that or a bush that they were in and then just shake it violently. And these trigs would rain down onto the white sheet and you'd collect them. There's this little ground cricket called a confused ground cricket, which is...
The confused ground cricket. Why is it called a confused ground cricket?
It's because the guy who named it confused it with another cricket.
Oh, that's right.
So it was the biologist that was confused, not the ground cricket.
You know, in Illinois, parts of Wisconsin and Michigan, everyone's talking about brood 13, and these are the 17-year cicadas?
Yes,
yeah.
Periodical cicadas, and they're nearly every year you can find them emerging somewhere. I think at 14 out of the 17 years, there are different broods in different areas. But each brood only comes up every 17 years. And this year, brood 13 is coming up around Chicago and over a good part of Illinois, I think eastern Iowa, southern Michigan, southern Wisconsin, that area. They're up now.
They're up now, exactly, yes.
Yeah.
And they're loud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Are they the loudest?
Of the cicadas, no. But there's so many. There's just tens of thousands of individuals per acre. And the chorus of all of these males, number one, sounds otherworldly. And it's very loud and disorienting because of all of these males. And in fact, it seems to affect birdsong. They just seem to not sing nearly as often as they typically would this time of year when they're in an area where they're coming out.
Really? The birds...
Every 17 years, the birds get a rest a little bit.
Yeah.
but there are other cicadas that don't resemble these 17-year ones. Are their sounds at all similar?
The 17-year is actually pretty unique. Mm-hmm. It's most cicadas have a buzzy song that... A typical pattern is to start soft, to grow louder over a period of seconds, and to have these modulations or gyrations in the sound, and then peter out at the end. Sort of kind of a thing, but higher
That's great.
Than that.
You know, the book is titled The Songs of Insects. We've been talking about the songs because it's a natural thing to talk about on the radio. But the photography in this book is just exquisite. You show the insects in their natural habitat, and some of them you've photographed against white so we can really see, you know, what they look like. What's more compelling to you, the insects or the songs they make?
Well,
yeah, I guess I was thinking about this, and I would say it's the songs because it's much harder to get a pristine recording of these insects because of all the man-made background sounds, particularly here in the East. So it's much harder to get that pristine, nice recording with a little bit of ambiance in the background. So the songs really are special to me.
How about you,
Lang? The song is what you experience. Mm-hmm. In late summer or in midsummer, the cicadas start, and then crickets are going, and then all these katydids chime in. During the day, you hear certain species, especially the cicadas, but a number of the tree crickets sing from the trees. And at night, there's just all kinds of sound, but you don't see who's making this sound. That's one of the reasons we're so excited about this book, is because there are a lot of people that love the sounds of birds, and there's everything available to learn the songs and their appearance, but there's just been nothing on insect song. And so everybody hears all this sound but has no idea who's doing that, who's making these sounds. And what they look like is important, but you're just way more likely to hear them than you are to see them.
Lang Elliott and Will Hirschberger are the team behind the book and the accompanying CD, The Songs of Insects. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne. ¶¶
You can see pictures of the red-headed meadow katydid, the broad-winged tree cricket, and of course the Nebraska conehead, and you can hear their songs. Just go to npr.org/books.